The company that brought true high-speed telecommunications to the Kodiak Road system is now working on providing the same to six other communities in the borough. For member station KMXT, Jay Barrett has more.
Kodiak Kenai Cable Company, which is owned by the Old Harbor and Uzinki Native Corporations, connected Kodiak to the outside world with two fiber optic cables to the mainland 2 years ago. Now the company wants to provide increased bandwidth to the villages, but this time through microwave relay towers. Right now the villages send and receive telephone, internet, cable TV, and even KMXT radio through satellite downlinks, which have speed and bandwidth limitations. Brian Kincaid, the chief operating officer of Kodiak Kenai Cable, says the company is taking on the new project by leveraging its fiber optic experience.
So as we've matured that business plan and got profits from it, we're taking that and building out a system, hopefully around the island. Our first shot is up to Sheraton Mountain to feed the villages of Uzinki and Port Lyons. And we are trying to get carriers on board as well as the Coast Guard on board to help us on the continuation of that to surround the island completely.
He says the infrastructure atop Sheraton Mountain, about 10 miles west of Kodiak City, will cost about $2 million. The cost of the island-spanning loop is about $11 million. Like it did with the undersea fiber optic line, Kodiak Kenai Cable wants to be a provider to the providers and attract telecommunication companies to lease bandwidth on their system.
So what's going on at Sheraton Mountain is a demonstration, and really to let the carriers look at what our capabilities are. So far it's on paper and they love it, but we want to physically build one, and we believe that business case will stand alone, and that it's our desire to show them the capabilities we have in building those systems out.
To cope with Kodiak's notoriously inclement weather, the power of the transmitters will be higher, and the size of the receivers will be larger than systems spanning the same distance elsewhere. Powering the seven mountaintop relay stations does pose a problem, but Kincaid says the towers will be supplied electricity through a combination of green technologies with a fuel backup.
We are doing a solar, wind, and generator backup system. And so we went out to look in the marketplace for wind turbines, and we couldn't find anything that was durable enough to live on top of the mountains in Kodiak. And so we're in the process of developing and building our own wind turbine.
Work on the Sheraton Mountain site was stalled for a few weeks because of weather, but Kincaid says he's found some tents to set up so work can continue there. He hopes to have the first leg up and running by February and begin working on other legs of the loop next summer. I'm Jay Barrett.